Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, and you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. Joining us now on a Thursday at 1 o'clock, as he does every week, is Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet. Elliot, I want to get into your conversation with UC Soros this past week, but a little bit of breaking news that the St. Louis Blues have traded Vladimir Tarasenko to the Rangers. Do you have any information about the details of that trade, the return for St. Louis, anything along the lines of that trade?
Yeah, I'm looking into it right now, Carolyn. I think Sammy Blais is going in the trade. I've heard rumblings of Kravtsov, but I haven't confirmed that yet. I think the Blues are eating some of Tarasenko's salary, so there's like a few moving pieces here, but it sounds like it's Blais for sure, maybe Kravtsov, and I'm just trying to get a handle on all the draft picks and salary movements that are part of it.
Elliot Friedman is with us. So do you think, I mean, this is not an unexpected move. Vladimir Tarasenko has wanted a trade away from St. Louis. Do you think that this might be one move that's indicative of a larger movement for the St. Louis Blues, maybe trading away some of that 2019 core?
Yeah, I think that's happening. I think that's definitely going on there. The Blues have recognized that it's time. You know, they're behind you in the standings. Their math isn't very good. And, you know, the thing about Tarasenko is the relationship between him and the organization has been falling down for the last couple of years. You know, he asked for a trade before last season. It never happened. I think they explored a trade in the summer. Obviously, it didn't happen, but finally it happened, and he had to approve it. So we're still waiting for the trade call to get done. We'll see what happens here, but Tarasenko is getting traded to the Rangers pending like all the official paperwork getting done here, because he has to officially get his no-trade waived. I think also, like, we'll see what happens. There's O'Reilly. There's a few other guys. You know, we'll see what they do here. But, yes, a long way of answering your question, Carolyn, that I do think the dismantling of the 2019 Rangers, our Blues, has begun.
So, Elliot, a great interview with UC Soros, and congratulations to you and Jeff Merrick, because UC's one of those guys, a little bit like Shea Weber, very happy to talk about teammates, not really excited to talk about himself very much, but I guess it was the atmosphere, the waves, the beach, you know, the vibe. And that is probably one of the best things about the All-Star break, isn't it? That players are a little bit of in a different place in mind, and they're willing to have really good conversations like that.
Yes. You know, he joked about my old beard too. So I knew when he got there that he was in a good mood. I don't know Soros that well. I mean, obviously, I know him as a player. I don't know much about him as a person. You know, the thing I liked about him is he was, you know, he's pretty quiet, but he obviously believes in himself. Like, you know, basically telling the story about how one team asked him, you know, can we do some work on you? Some, I can't remember what he said, X-ray, MRI, whatever it was.
Yeah, that was really compelling. He said you know, you hear sometimes parents doing this with their kids when, I don't know, 10 or 11 years old. They measure your bones somehow, and they can say if they're going to be growing a lot more, like how tall are you going to be? And I guess that was the issue there.
Yes, and I tried to get him to tell me the team, but he wouldn't do it. Like, you know, I made my best efforts, but I failed. You know, he's a hell of a goalie. There's no question about it. And I think all of us in life, we root for people who are kind of, you know, outside the norm, right? And right now the norm for a goalie is to be an absolute behemoth. And here's Soros, one of the best goalies in the NHL, and he's not a behemoth.
And we want to thank you, too, for shouting us out, you know, how we had these conversations about him as a Vezina goaltender. You know, I was hoping, I'll have to talk to Juice and say, you know, hey, that's us. You're talking about us. You know, we got your back, right? But that was interesting.
Yes,
how he's viewed nationally is a big thing. But, you know, how much Nashville relies on him to sort of lead them through.
I think that I think that he understands that. Like, you know, I think guys find situations where they're happy and they recognize what's good for them. And this is, I got the feeling that I got the feeling that he really likes it there. And, you know, I think that's the thing. Like, one of the best lessons I ever got early in my career is that don't bleep with happy. You'll meet a lot of people in this business. They'll go somewhere for an extra couple $1,000s and they're miserable. Like, sometimes you're going to get blown out of the water. You're going to get an offer that says, I can't turn that down. It's life-changing money. But in our business, I've seen a lot of people that from an extra couple here and there, they'll leave and they'll be like, boy, I was happy in that situation. And I think he's one of those guys. Like, obviously, the Predators gave him a huge offer. He took it. Could he have gotten more? Maybe. But he's happy. And it's very clear he's happy there. And don't screw with that unless you absolutely have to.
The other thing that I found compelling, and I think a lot of people here will feel this way when they listen to it, if they haven't already, because we've had a lot of talk about high ankle sprains, because Ryan Tannehill, the Titans quarterback, had a high ankle sprain, and how that's a little bit different than, you know, maybe just rolling your ankle. And he talked in pretty good detail how it affected, how he tried to come back for the playoff series, but there was just no way he could possibly do it, and how it affected his off-season training. So I thought that was it. You don't hear players talk about injuries very much.
No, you don't. And actually, I find that a lot of them do once it's over. Like, you know, like, as long as it's not still, like, kind of affecting them, they will. You know, the one thing I really regret not asking him about is just how he felt after that big 65 save game against Carolina. That was the one thing after I walked away from the interview was, why didn't I ask him about that? Because just like what you're like after a game like that, what your teammates say to you, what your coaches say to you. Like, I always go through these interviews and it's done. And I'm like, you idiot. Why didn't you ask him this question? And now I am sitting here saying, I wish I would have asked that question.
It's funny, like after the game when we talked to him, it was the traditional, hey, my team got the job done, we scored goals, when it was obvious that he carried them to that victory. You know, he was so humble, he doesn't take the credit that he probably deserves with that in a lot of ways. The other thing too, Elliot, that I thought jumped out was he was aware of the advanced statistics, how goaltenders are now viewed, as opposed to for years and years, it was just, okay, let's take a look at goals against, let's take a look at save percentage, wins, and that's who your Vezina people are. Now there's so many things that tracked, and I wondered how goalies view those sometimes, but it does look like he's aware of the, you know, goal save above expectation. That's where he always scores very well, and you can see how much his team relies on him.
Mm-hmm. I think Yossi's your best player, I think, but Saros is your most important player, and I think everybody kind of knows that. I think he's an absolutely critical player. You don't get him every game. Goalies can't play 75 games like they used to, but you know, if you don't have a guy who gives you a chance to win like he does, you're not going to win. And he gives you a chance to win in a lot of games.
So, Elliot, I notice here you are putting out there that it's not just Tarasenko to the Rangers. They're going to throw in the big, lanky defenseman Nico Mikkola in there as well.
Yeah, it looks like that. And I think Blay is going back. I believe there's a Blay is going back, draft picks and a prospect.
Now, Elliot, quickly before we get you out of here, we saw what the Predators did the other night versus Vegas, and Vegas was before the break. Vegas was on a three-game losing streak, three-four game losing streak. The Preds was on a three-game winning streak. You know, Vegas is without their captain, but the way they played, more importantly, the way the Predators played, why does something like that happen, especially off a break that was, you know, honestly much needed for just about everybody?
Mm-hmm. I just think that it's just a matter of when you can make the deal. And when you can pull the trigger. And I think that's kind of where we are in this situation. Like, honestly, Derek, it comes down to when the cap matches up, when you can make the deal, and, you know, when you decide it's our turn to pull the trigger. And I think the Rangers feel they're really good, and they wanted a score, and that's the guy they targeted. I think they were looking at Patrick Kane, too. I'm just not sure that that's all going to work.
Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet, we appreciate you for joining us. We'll chat with you next week.
All right, sorry about all the craziness, guys.
No worries.
We knew when you came, we're like, he's gonna be digging into this one. This is a big trade right here.
No, it's a busy one, so appreciate you for joining us in all this craziness. That was Elliot Friedman, Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, and hey, I want to give something away. So if you are a Preds fan and you want to win tickets in our Lower Bowl Section 102, just text the keyword Superbook all in one word to the game text line 615-737-1025 and you will be entered to win. Win with 1025-1063 The Game and you can win with Superbook. It's 1025-1063 The Game.